In the name of Jesus, amen. The theme for our Advent services is learning to be content. Advent is a time of preparation, and part of that preparation is getting ready for Christmas. How God's Word would have us do that and how our culture would have us do that are very different. In our culture, getting ready for Christmas means spending money. Spend, spend, spend. More is better, more and bigger is really better. Indeed, if you don't have the money to spend, well, that doesn't matter. Buy now, pay later. It doesn't matter whether you have a lot or a little, you simply need to have more. But it's never enough. Like an itch that once you scratch it, it simply itches more. So trying to content ourselves with the things we have or can buy, it's never enough. God's Word teaches us something quite different about contentment. Something that's countercultural. God's Word teaches us that all we need is already given to us in Christ Jesus. That our contentment is given us in Him. This Advent season, we're going to be looking at three different people from the Bible and how they learned to rely not upon themselves, but upon the power and Word of God. And that'll help us during this Advent season and help us with our learning to be content. The first person we consider is Gideon. The story of Gideon is found in the Old Testament book of Judges. And this happens at a time when the nation of Israel, they're settled in the Promised Land, in the land of Canaan, the land of milk and honey. And yet it's before they've established kings. And the people of Israel go through this cycle. They go through this cycle where God blesses them. They are prosperous. They enjoy God's blessings. They follow His word. But then because of their prosperity, they begin to forget about God. They ignore God. They turn away from His word. God sends an enemy to oppress them. People of God cry out to God for help in the midst of their oppression. God sends a leader to bring them back to Him. God blesses them, and then the cycle starts over. And we see that cycle repeated again and again in the book of Judges. Gideon was one of the men that God sent to bring back His people when they were oppressed by the Midianites. Hear the word of the Lord. Now the angel of the Lord came, appeared to Gideon, and said to him, "The Lord is with you, O mighty man of valor." And Gideon said to him, "Please, my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? And where are all His wonderful deeds that our fathers recounted to us, saying, 'Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt?' But now the Lord has forsaken us and given us into the hand of Midian." And the Lord turned to Gideon and said, "Go in this might of yours and save Israel from the hand of Midian. Do not I send you?" And he said to him, "Please, Lord, how can I save Israel? Behold, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house." And the Lord said to him, "But I will be with you, and you shall strike the Midianites as one man." Well, Gideon asks for a sign from God, and that's another story for another time, but what it leads to is that God convinces Gideon that he will lead the battle against the Midianites. So, Gideon starts to assemble an army. He puts out a call for people to join him in fighting against the Midianites, and 32,000 people respond. 32,000. More is better, especially if you're putting together an army. But God tells Gideon, that's too many. With God, in this case, less is going to be more. God tells Gideon, send the people home that really don't want to fight and are maybe a little afraid. And so 22,000 people go home. Gideon is left with an army of 10,000 people. His army is reduced by a third. But 10,000 willing soldiers, that's still a lot of men. God tells Gideon, that's still too many. And then God tells Gideon how to sift them out by watching how they drink water, and it's kind of fascinating how God does that. But at the end of the story, Gideon is left with a fighting force of 300 men. He goes from 32,000 to 10,000 to 300. And God tells Gideon, I will save you and you will conquer the Midianites with your army of 300. And of course, you know what happens. Those 300 men rout the army of the Midianites, because it was not about the power of the men, it was about the power of God. God wanted Gideon to know they were not delivered by the strength of their army, but by the strength of God. With less of Gideon's might, he was able to see more of God's might. Less is more. In the same way the Lord fought for Gideon, so he also fights for us against insurmountable odds. He's overcome our greatest enemies, sin, death, and the power of the devil, in the most unusual way, by dying on the cross and rising again. So when you're tempted to think and believe that more is better, remember how God showed Gideon that less can actually be more. Less trust in ourselves can lead us to more trust in God and His mercy. And that can help us with contentment, looking less at ourselves and more to the one who meets all of our needs in Jesus. In His name, amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep and guard your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord comes again in glory. Amen.